Hi, Sycamore fans. It's time for the official podcast of Indiana State Athletics, Sycamore Sit Down, presented by Team Green Law. Weekly, we will be sitting down with coaches, student athletes, and staff members throughout the season discussing their backgrounds, current events, and more in the Indiana State athletic world. Remember to follow along with all things Sycamores on our website, gosycamores.com. Now grab a seat and relax. Here's this week's edition of Sycamore Sit Down, presented by Team Green Law.
Back to another edition of the Sycamore Sit Down presented by Team Green Law. I'm Seth Montgomery, host of the show, joined today by our athletic director Nathan Christensen here at Indiana State. Nathan, good to have you back. It feels like we just did this last week.
Yes, we did last week. Thanks for having me, Seth, and looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah, we had Dr. Enner on last week as we talked about the partnership with Union Health Sports Medicine. If you missed it, you can always go back and listen on gosycamores.com or on our Spotify channel. But Nathan, we got a different approach or different topic that we're going to hit on this year. We're going to talk about 24-25, just the recap, and the annual report that we just put out. So I'm just going to go ahead and turn it over to you. Just first off, the intent of the annual report, what was the meaning behind it, and why is this something that you felt strongly about why we needed to do this?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, that, you know, we always, just in society alone, we always think, what's next, what's next, what's next? But I think it's really helpful to really sit back and look at the accomplishments we had over the course of the past year. So that's something that I'm going to be very transparent with our donor base, very transparent with our fan base, to put it out in an annual report to talk about the year that was, because it certainly we had a lot of things to celebrate. Obviously, our student athletes in the classroom are top in the Missouri Valley. You know, we had 693 student athletes that were on the AD honor roll over the course of the year. Our, you know, our GPA was 3.39. All those things matter, right? You know, we're in the business of developing young men and women to be productive citizens in this world, and that's our main focus, right? We want to win too, yeah. And also we want to provide them a really cool experience. So for me, that was the biggest thing with, you know, obviously, I'd get a chance to work with you on this project, and you did a great job putting it together to really showcase the year that we had. But I think for us, it's a really a tool for us to have our coaches be able to see the year that we had, but also our fan base, season ticket holders, and being transparent, right? They need to know where we're at, because we need to be good stewards of the dollars that we get. You know, we were 29%. We had an increase of 29% of revenue generation from the prior year, and we shattered all those records. That stuff's pretty cool, right? That we were able to accomplish that, and having 43 million impressions across our social media channels, that's a ton of views and a ton of eyeballs. So all that stuff matters, but I think our fans, hopefully they appreciated it, and it's a way for us to continue to build upon, you know, where we want this to go in the future.
You touched on some of the numbers that I'm going to ask you about, because, I mean, you look at the cover and those 5 points that are on there, I mean, those are eye-catching when you start looking at it. I mean, the $4.3 million in overall athletics revenue from the 24-25 season, how important is that? How important is that revenue generation for this athletic department?
It's critical, right? I mean, for us, it's our lifeblood. If you look at successful departments across the country, you know, all institutions support their athletic departments at a high level. You know, nothing, it's not different here at Indiana State. You know, President Goddard truly values athletics. He understands that we're the front porch, and the institution supports us. And it's, you know, if you look at prior to this year, prior to 24-25, you know, we're in the bottom one-third of revenue generated by the department, and we had to get that number up. So for us, you know, if you look at philanthropic dollars, sponsorships, season tickets, and also our Crossroads of Champions, all those dollars were an increase across the board. And for us to provide that good experience for our student athletes, but also provide that experience for our fan base, we need those revenues to be successful. So it is critical, and for us, we need to continue to raise more funds, private dollars, for this institution to be successful, especially athletics, because we all want a winner. We all want to win championships. We all want our arenas and venues to be full with fans. So that's really how I feel strongly about revenue generation, because we can provide some unique opportunities for our fan base, but also those resources for our student athletes to be successful.
revenue generation up. Part of that revenue generation was the sponsorship. Yeah. Revenue generation went up too, breaking the $1 million mark for the first time, I believe, since in NESA Athletics mm-hmm. history with that. And a lot of that work goes to Corey Clark and what he's been able to do, as well as you, Tyson, Ryan, everyone that's been involved in that pocket. But how important is it just to see those sponsors get involved, whether it's through gifts, gift in kind, or something along those lines?
Yeah. And, sponsorship is a team effort, obviously, with you and your team as well, right? And stuff you see on social media, videos you create, stuff in-game. That's one thing, especially with sponsorship. It is a team approach. And with our partners, it's an investment, obviously, in them investing in Indiana State, but it's also a way for them to show their brand associated with the university, and maybe even for them to have a return on their investment. What's their ROI in terms of, there's a reason why some of these businesses are investing in us, because they want to see a return. But at the core of it, they want to see the university be successful, because if the university is successful in terms of enrollment, success in the athletics, it's only going to benefit the local businesses. So, we were able to go over the $1 million mark in the history of our university from an athletics standpoint, and we're already over that number this year already, and it's end of August. Yeah. So we got a whole calendar year in front of us, but to continue to raise more funds in the sponsorship world. But it's a great way for local businesses, big companies, small companies to be involved, because with us doing the in-house, a lot of these athletic departments have a third party, a Learfield or another company that works on their sponsorships. But thankfully that we are in-house, that it's customizable. So whatever fits your needs as a business, working with us individually, you're going to have conversations with yourself, Seth, and your team in terms of unique ways we can use social media or video, but also Corey Clark and within our venues. And obviously we have beautiful facilities, especially with Holman Center and Bob Warren Field and our track facilities, to be able to really showcase our partners.
You look at the philanthropic giving, I believe that was over $2.5 million this past mm-hmm. year. But part of that, too, comes into play was the creation of the Investor Society. I believe we've had conversations about this, but you also talked to the coaches just about how that has grown and just how important it was. It was this first year, starting with that base group and expanding as we move forward.
Yeah, and back in February, we launched the Investor Society, and it's truly our philanthropic giving society that folks that are willing to look at 5-year pledges or more, so from $25,000 over 5 years all the way up to $500,000 over 5 years, and there's benefits associated with it. But really, when we started, it was 32 charter members, and now we're over 65 members a part of it. And for us, it helps us budget, right? We know exactly the dollars that we're going to be bringing in on an annual basis. Before, it was like if only having 32 people having pledges, it makes it difficult. But if we have more people a part of that, it helps them budget as businesses or personal gifts, but also from an athletic department, we know exactly for sure how many dollars are coming in. And obviously with the Investor Society, now with bringing the Crossroad of Champions in-house, it's a really big benefit for those folks, because a lot of people are doing both buckets. They were doing Crossroads through NIL, and also they're supporting the foundation and the university. But now marrying these two together, it's a really great opportunity for people to get more engaged with the foundation, but also with the university and athletics.
Yeah, I was going to ask that next, actually. You can't look at the college landscape right now without hearing the words NIL, name, image, and likeness, across all platforms, across all channels. You flip on the TV, they're talking about so-and-so is getting this much from NIL. Mm-hmm. How important was that, just being able to bring that back in-house and making that a part of everything that's going on with Sycamore Athletics?
Yeah, and on June 6th, when Judge Wilkins approved the House settlement, basically from that point on, we had so many conversations up till July 1 when everything went into effect. But it was a home run for us to be able to bring this into the foundation. And thanks to Andrea Angel and Jeremiah Turner, but also our cabinet members with J.D. Lux, our finance folks, and certainly President Goddard, they knew we need to make sure at the end of the day, especially in the world of NIL space, that our basketball programs are set up for success, because that's, for us, that's really where this is really affecting us the most. You know, we're looking at 10 to 15% of our student athletes that will receive revenue share dollars, and it's all driven by donors. We're not using university funds to do revenue share. It's truly through philanthropic dollars, but it's a huge tax component with our donors. Mm-hmm. You know, right when we announced it, we got a six-figure gift. So all that matters to people. Before, it was, you know, having an outside entity, which I, you know, obviously, and we're still using that group of guys with John Newton and Todd Hine and James Twitchell. Those are kind of the leaders of really helping us get this thing going. We have a meeting tonight, in fact, with that group. So they're still heavily involved, but it just having a more of a just cleaning things up in terms of the way we operate was a huge home run for us. And obviously the tax relief from a donor standpoint.
We've talked so far, we're about 10 minutes into this, we've talked so far about people investing in Sycamore Athletics. One section that I look at within this annual report is how Sycamore Athletics has invested back into the community with community service. And you look at this week with the announcement of the continuing partnership with NES State Athletics and the Vigo County School Corporation. Just how important is just continuing that relationship, continuing that growth? I mean, the number of over 1,500 hours in community service this past year across all of our teams, just how important is that? And how excited are you that our teams are willing to go out there and be a part of this community?
Yeah, and it's a two-way street, right? We want them to invest in us, and we need to invest back. You know, we recognize that our student-athletes are influential people in our community, but they also can make a positive impact on the young people and the young people's lives in this community. Just like my kids and your kids, they're around our student athletes all the time, and they're their heroes. You know, they want to hang out with them, they want to be around them, and they see them quite often. So the fact that, you know, this Friday we're starting High Five Fridays in the school at Riley, they're already jacked up about it. So it that stuff truly makes an impact. And I appreciate that our student-athletes like doing it. You know, seeing the smile on their faces when they're at the elementary schools. And obviously, you know, we're doing some Reading Buddies things with the Vigo County School Corporation. All that matters. But it doesn't matter if it's any type of organization. You know, we work with so many across Vigo County and the region, and certainly in the city of Terre Haute. And obviously, Tammy Shag does a lot of work on that in terms of working with our community outreach programs. It's really important because I want all of our youth and all of our fans and everyone in this county, in this city, have an opportunity to have a chance to embrace Indiana State Athletics, come to athletic events, but to get to know our student athletes because they're awesome people. You know, they achieve at a high level in the classroom. They're great role models for our young people in this community, and they go about things the right way.
We've hit on some of those highlights from that first year, just from the revenue standpoint, obviously the community service. I've got to ask you, I mean, you've been here for 1 year now, a little over 1 year. What's been some of your highlights from the year? What's had you excited just about this transition that you made to becoming the athletic director here at NES State?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me, it's been the relationships. You know, I think people are really authentic here in Terre Haute and Indiana State University. You know, we've lived in four different communities, and I've said this to many people, that I truly feel like this is the most authentic place I've ever lived. Obviously, that for me, it's all about the relationships with, if it's coaches, student athletes, staff members, all community members and donors, just the fact that people have embraced us. I really enjoyed that. You know, if I look at Indiana State Athletics in terms of what I'm most excited about, is what they were able to do in the classroom. I mean, that's what gets me excited. I mean, obviously, winning four conference championships was fun. Being at the outdoor track championships in both programs, not only did they win it, they destroyed the competition. Yes. That was awesome. And both had President Goddard and I being there at the same time was a blast. And just having our student athletes come up to us and thank us for being there, that really meant the world. But I just, the fact that seeing our fans show up to Holman Center, seeing our fans show up to our venues, that puts a smile on my face because our student athletes really appreciate that. because they're human too, right? They want people to support them, and they're still going. You know, they're going through their young adult age where they're still trying to figure out life too. So as much as we can support them, that gets me excited. And I think at the end of the day too is just being able to make a positive impact not only on Indiana State but our community. That kind of keeps me going, right? And just and we got a few great things coming on the horizon. Obviously, the numbers are great, right? You know, we raised $4.3 million, 29% more than the previous year. You know, 693 student-athletes on the AD Honor Roll. All those numbers are fantastic. But at the end of the day, it's just about the impact, the positive impact that we can make on a daily basis and having that positive energy because, you know, at the end of the day, once we're gone from here, is we're going to look back. It's like you're going to think about the people that you had, those relationships you had, and the positive impact that you made across your, you know, during your time.
Positive impact, positive relationships. I don't think we've really had this conversation, at least not on air, but just about the impact that Dr. Goddard's made too, because he's been in his first mm-hmm. year. You look at just the two of you, how you interact, how you communicate with each other. I mean, it's very refreshing when you just see how those personalities are. How important has he been just to helping the athletic department continue to grow, and how important has he been to you?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that he values athletics. I appreciate that he understands that we can be a positive impact on the university from an enrollment standpoint. But I also appreciate from a personal standpoint is, you know, we get along great. But he pushes me in a positive way. Like I know where we need to go. I know where he wants athletics to go. So I'm not afraid to roll up my sleeves and get after it. And I think that's just one thing that, and he's been a great mentor of mine, you know, within this first year. Obviously, you know, we've had some things come up. You always do, right? Any organization, any business, things come up, and how do you navigate some of these difficult situations? And he's been extremely helpful. And if I have a question, he's always there to help me kind of guide through some different scenarios. But he's just, both him and his wife are great people, and they care deeply about the student athlete and the experience, because obviously they have a son that's a student athlete. But just the care factor, right? I mean, he truly wants to know who our student athletes are. He's very intentional about coming to practices, speaking to our student athletes. But that's just, I mean, that's on campus in general. It doesn't matter if you're in the band or if you're a student athlete or a kid in the college business. He wants to know who you are. But from my standpoint, it just, his energy bleeds into other areas. And obviously both of us are high energy people. And it just makes it refreshing.
Yeah, one of the highlights from my past year was watching you and him at the basketball tip-off event, putting the jerseys on, going out and playing knockout. Kind of sparked the idea that we've been bouncing around. We haven't approached you about it, but about a Dr. Goddard Nathan challenge with across all programs, where it's like home run derby or off the high dive. He might get you on that one because there's some swimming in his background on that one. But, I mean, that may be something that we need to float around.
And he pays my bills, so he's always going to win. So it doesn't matter what contest. I'll just hand him the trophy.
We talked a little bit about last year. I mean, you've already alluded to this. Our sights are already on this upcoming year. What are some of the things, what are some of those goals that you have? Because everyone's got those goals that they've got for upcoming years. What are some of those goals, if you don't mind sharing, for this upcoming 25-26 season?
Yeah, I think if from a revenue standpoint, we just got to continue to grow more, continue to generate more resources for our department. So I always want to see what that percentage increase is year over year. We got to continue to grow it. But also part of that is, what are we doing to make sure that our game day experience is really fun for our fans? And what are we doing to refresh things so it's not the same copy and paste year after year? But I think also too, in the future, is, you know, we're really close to finalizing our athletic facility master plan. And it's really going to provide a vision for our department moving forward. And a lot of it's focused on revenue generation, you know, but also the student athlete experience. I really look at that plan as two things, is what are we doing to recruit and retain high level student athletes? And also, what are we doing to try to generate some more revenue within our venues? So really that, I'm really excited, and hopefully by the sometime this fall, we're able to put out a one-sheeter just kind of highlighting those areas that we're focusing on from the Athletic Facility Master Plan. But then the days, we're going to continue to make sure that I'm listening to, I'm having really good conversations with our head coaches, with our student athletes to understand where their needs are, but also making sure that our athletic staff are set up for success. We got to make sure that we're breaking down barriers for them to be successful. So it doesn't matter if you're sports information, social media, video, to our business staff, if they're having barriers or issues at work, we need to break down those so then we can all be singing from the same hymnal or make sure this ship's in the right direction. So that's really where my mindset's at, is making sure that we continue to look at new ways to generate revenue for our student athletes and for our fan base, but also making sure that what are we doing to make sure our student athletes are set up for success, so they can be successful in their academics, athletics, but also their social life, in all areas of what they're trying to accomplish.
I know you and I have had conversations about this, but I mean, there's an ever-changing collegiate landscape, and there's always things that are popping up. I mean, how do you handle some of those challenges with Indiana State and with athletics moving forward? As I mean, next day's not guaranteed that it's going to be the same as the past.
Yeah, I one thing that I feel really good about is we were kind of ahead of a lot of folks in terms of this whole house settlement and making sure that we're, you know, from a rev share standpoint, we were quite a bit ahead of a lot of the folks, even the Missouri Valley Conference. Because of the leadership we had on campus, they embraced it. They knew that, hey, we need to opt in. We need to make sure we're getting these things accomplished. But I appreciate Indiana State because we know who we are, and we're not trying to chase something we're not. We won't be able to chase Illinois. We won't be able to chase Ohio State. But we need to be a very good high-level mid-major program, and we know that we can get there. We may need to look at things differently in the future in terms of what we're doing as a department, because to your point, things are ever-changing. I mean, there's some things that we don't need to really spend money on because, hey, just because we did it 5 years ago doesn't mean we do anymore. So we're going to continue to analyze all those details, but I also believe that the fact that we know who we are, at the end of the day, is we need to make sure that we're always a part of those conversations within those high-level mid-majors, especially like a conference like Missouri Valley, because, you know, it's a top 10 basketball program in the country. And we need to be a part of those conversations because our fan base deserves it, our student athletes deserve it, but this community deserves it. So really that's my focus, is making sure what's the best version that Indiana State can be so then we can be a part of those conversations, because we don't know what the future holds, to your point. Conference realignment, it's been happening for decades, and it's not going away. We don't know what the future of college football looks like, because we don't know if the four conferences, Power Four conferences, are just going to push everybody out, and what does that do with MAC schools. So we need to continue to analyze the entire landscape, because we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, and just making sure that we're a part of those conversations.
Yeah. Final question that I have for you for here at Sycamore Sit Down, but everyone's got those moments that they look forward to most every year. What would you say are probably like two or three of those moments that you're most looking forward to with Sycamore Athletics this upcoming season?
Yeah. Football home opener is always special, right? Just because it's a great way to, you know, we've had a soccer match, we've had volleyball, but just football Saturdays are all, and obviously our home opener's on a Thursday, but just that feeling, right? Because then, you know, all right, we're here. That's always a special moment. But honestly, this past weekend with move-in, that's always fun too, right? You know, seeing all of these student-athletes on our campus, and having this week has been great. When I walk across campus now, it's flooded with students. It's ready to go, and I'm just really excited to get this sports season up and running. I told my wife last night, actually, when I got home, I was like, I'm just ready for everything to be in full swing, because that's kind of my happy place.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, Nathan, thanks for taking the time to join us again in the Sycamore Sit Down.
Yeah, thanks, Seth.
It's been the Sycamore Sit Down presented by Team Greenlaw. We'll be back again next time.